1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Lithuania's president welcoming leaders to the NATO summit in his capital city. Among the topics they'll be discussing, Ukraine's membership in the alliance. Jake Sullivan is President Biden's national security advisor.
What's the pathway towards Ukraine's future membership? I think we can come to a good understanding about that here in Vilnius, among all of the allies and with Ukraine. That's really what these next 2 days are about.
Families of 9/11 victims will be at today's congressional hearing, at which officials for the PGA will talk about the merger with the Saudi Gulf Tour LIV. A lot of senators are prepared to ask why it is in U.S. interest to complete the merger. The flooding that hit New York's Hudson Valley has moved into New England, Vermont. Nearly a foot of rain has fallen in many parts of that state since Sunday. Northwestern University has fired longtime head football coach Pat Fitzgerald in the wake of an investigation into hazing allegations in the football program. This is ABC News. New warnings about crooks in Walmart stealing credit card information. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says skimmers were put on the credit card readers in at least 8 Walmart locations in New York.
A shell attaches to the front of the credit card machine, capturing your card's information and any keypad touches after you swipe. It then uses Bluetooth technology to transmit the data to scammers, mainly at gas pumps, ATMs, and point-of-sale pads. First, inspect the credit card reader before you swipe. Be aware of anything loose, crooked, or damaged. If you're at an ATM, use your free hand to cover the number pad before entering your PIN, and at the gas station, try to use a pump in clear sight of the attendant or head inside to pay.
The FBI says skimming scams cost businesses and customers billions each year. The Twitter competitor from Meta, Threads, has signed up 100 million people in the first 5 days. And tech watchers say it looks like traffic on Twitter was down about 11%. And the first day's Threads was open. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening to Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Hello, everybody out there on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Nice and cool out there today. I'm not going to look like Albert Einstein today.
A much nicer walk.
It's good for you. I'm glad to hear that. That humidity just drives me. You know what really ticks me off? You know what has ticked me off my entire life? So back when I had, and I still have, very curly, wavy, uncontrollable hair.
Right.
Literally uncontrollable. Okay, there's nothing I could, like when I get my haircut, they're always like, do you want product in it? And it's, what's that? Not that, but she's not like 90 years old. Do you want product? It's not that. But it's like, you know, would you like product in it? It's not that either. I can't come up with a beautician's voice. But anyway, so I got one. Would you like product in it?
There you go.
Okay. So anyway, it's like, nope, doesn't matter because whatever I put in it goes wild. It just won't. So right. So right before my formative years. And by formative, let's be honest, before, you know, you try to impress the ladies.
Keep trying.
I'm the ladies, man. Yeah, right. Remember? You like some kombucha? Yeah, remember that, Leon? This is Leon. I'm your ladies, man. Remember that?
Yes.
Great. Good. But anyway, before that, what was the big thing that guys would use in their hair? In fact, the picture of your dad and your uncles, I'm sure they all used it. One of two things.
Like some gel, you mean?
What was it? One of two things. Little dabble, do you?
Yeah.
That's Brill right. Cream?
Brill Cream.
That's or right. Vitalis. Yeah. Remember Vitalis?
Was it Vitalis?
Yeah. Brill Cream and Vitalis. Okay. Those were the two big ones.
Right, yes.
So that would control your hair.
Right.
So, you know, but then all of a sudden it was like, the wet head is dead. Remember that
Man,
slogan?
You got a great memory. Yes, these are flashbacks.
Yes.
But yeah, you're right.
The wet head is dead.
Right.
So now it's like, it's got to be natural, right? Yeah. Well, unfortunately, my hair natural was in... It was like Bob Dylan.
Right, Albert Einstein, Bob Dylan.
Yeah, visualize those types of people. Okay, that's who it was. All right.
Okay.
So anyway.
Where are you going?
Okay, I'm going somewhere.
This is great.
I've got a place to go. I've got a destination if you just let me get there. Wow. Amy just walked in from Anchor Coffee.
Let's take a coffee break.
Here. Hi, Amy. How are you? So nice to see you.
What do you think of Amy? What do you think of Johnny's hair today? Well, it looks the same, right?
It looks like he came in on his Harley.
Right.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Because it's kind of crazy. It's always. But it's not as humid as it was yesterday. Yesterday
it's not crazy. It looks blown out.
You know, I don't. Okay. So anyway. But. Life. So get this. Get this. What is my favorite coffee?
Anchor Coffee?
It's the town you're from in South America.
Oh, Colombia.
Macchiato. Remember?
Yes, I do.
Your grandpa was the mayor of Macchiato.
Oh, Josh.
So anyway, Josh Myers, Packers starting center, who's going to be here in just a few minutes on our show, in studio with us. What did he request as his coffee of choice?
Macchiato.
Macchiato.
And when he got it yesterday,
yes,
it looked like a teeny tiny cup in his giant hand.
Oh my gosh.
So we now have the new Josh size. You go to some places and it's Venti or Grande, we have the Josh.
That is a big boy size. He is a big human being, isn't he?
He is.
He came in here yesterday just to see the studio when I was still here.
Yeah.
And just, whoo, you shake hands with him. And he just swallows your head.
You said he's a nice guy.
Nicest guy. So nice.
And polite and down to earth and just wonderful.
I look forward to meeting
him. Oh, I can't wait. We're going to have it on for the whole half hour, 6:30 to 7.
Terrific.
We're having Packers starting center Josh Myers on here in the studio.
How's his hair since that's what we spent the morning talking about?
He's got good hair.
Okay, all right. So you're going to...
So here's the thing. So here's my dilemma. So I'm not going to ask you how old you are, Amy.
I'm 50.
I'm still pretty young, so you wouldn't really. Do you remember Vitalis and Brill Cream?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what my dad and my brothers and everybody always used, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It controls your hair, no matter how wild your hair is.
Yeah.
You get that. Then there was the big slogan, "The wet head is dead." Remember that?
Kinda.
Yeah. So anyway,
my uncle never got that.
No, a lot of the guys did. They're like, "We're gonna stay with the sideburns."
He always looked like Elvis.
Grease hair, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. All of Nagani was like that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, when you're a young kid and you're like 14, and all of a sudden you're starting to notice girls.
Yeah.
Okay. And all of a sudden, these guys who got the I had really curly hair, just wild hair, and these guys with the real straight hair would just come perfectly across their forehead, and they just like flick their head that little bit to kind of get out of their eyes. I hated those guys. Right? Hated those guys. Okay.
And now all the boys are getting perms.
So here's the deal. So then finally, in about 1976, what became popular?
Right.
Curly hair.
Right. The perms.
Curly hair. So it's like, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
You just bestowed upon me this
gift.
Blessing.
You didn't have to spend the money.
I didn't have to spend the money. All they had to do was cut it. All I had to do was like wash it and literally shake my head and use a hair pick a little bit. I used to carry a hair pick.
Everybody had a hair pick.
Everybody had a hair pick.
I still have a hair pick.
You ever have a hair pick?
No.
Oh, I carried a hair pick in my back pocket.
But who spent the money? You just like had your head leaned over the kitchen sink and mom did it.
Yeah, well, that too. But what I'm saying is, you know what ticked me off then though? So all the guys that had that perfect hair up until then, what did they do? They got perms.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like I still can't beat them.
Yeah, they still got perfect
that
hair.
That drove me insane.
You've been consistent, John. That's a quality that you have.
You're a good consistency or bad consistency?
It's a good consistency. And I think that's, you didn't go with the trends. You know, TV set a lot of those trends when someone on even lately, when someone on a show like Friends or something would get a certain hairstyle, then boom.
It would race through the industry.
Yeah.
Well, remember the Farrah Fawcett do or whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you had opposed it.
I did.
Yeah.
But
the feathering look.
But you stayed consistent with the Albert Einstein look, and it looks good on you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. I'll show you. I got to find you guys a picture. Hang on. Well, this is a good radio.
This is radio.
Trying to find your picture. I will show you.
So you never.
Go ahead.
You never tried to get away. Did you ever try the Grecian and the dab a do you and try to flatten that mop,
buddy? I tried everything humanly possible. Really? Everything humanly possible. It was terrible.
I had to send this picture to my
this
daughter.
This is me in high school.
Because I looked like Farrah Fawcett.
I don't think our listeners are totally into that.
Oh, it's so cute.
Want to see me in high school?
The Brady Bunch pants.
You went to high school?
No,
that's a good picture, John. I like the pants.
Did you have pants?
I did. Hey, I did. Everybody had those, John.
Those pants are almost exactly like your shirt right now.
That's true. It is. It matches.
Isn't that incredible? The plaid. Wow.
I can get away with that. It's radio.
Yes, you can.
So
yes, you can.
That's what we're doing.
So anyway, that's what I'm just sitting with this humid weather. My hair goes absolutely insane. And I fought that for my entire life with curly hair. It was a curse to have curly hair back in my day.
But you're not alone. I mean, a lot of people talk about how the weather affects their hair, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I hear
our
that
good friend
pretty
Chris.
Much every morning. So, yes, and Chris yesterday. And but no, it looks good on you.
Oh.
So the weather, we have so much going on in our listening area. And you and I were talking earlier this morning about boating. And
oh my God!
Really picked up.
We might not get a boat now.
I Johnny and I want to get a boat once we get enough listeners and advertisers. But between now and then.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to show you one more picture of my hair. This is okay. What my hair was actually like.
That's okay. Good hair.
Oh, jeez.
Why? You have to post that on the website.
Should I post it on the website?
Yes.
Is that the worst head of hair you've ever seen, yes or no?
No, that's awesome hair. Actually, that's pretty. That's totally Greg Brady.
Yes, totally.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Marsha, my first girlfriend.
Marsha was
my first girlfriend. You, Jim? Who's yours?
Farrah Fawcett, for sure.
You're like 27 at the time.
She didn't know, but it was verified.
Marsha Brady.
No, actually, you know what, Johnny? You know what the truth is, I can get testimony on this. The first crush I had was Miss Two Rivers. I got to know her because this was in sixth, seventh grade, I guess. My math teacher and her were going out, and I met her. And
wait a minute. Didn't you have like brothers for teachers? What did the church think about that?
Little anyway, brother Simon? Miss Two Rivers, and she's
just passed away. I'm going out with Miss Two Rivers tonight. I don't know,
hey,
brother.
Hey, back. I want to talk about our
brother. Don't worry. I'm bringing her to a novena. It'll be great. I got the incense all fired up. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, at least you know
she gets turned on by incense. She said, brother. John, brother Dominic.
John,
give me some more incense.
I got to move my chair.
It gets me going.
I'm gonna move my chair in case we get struck by lightning. All right. So you gotta.
Sorry.
Hey,
is your mom listening?
No.
I want to apologize to your mother.
Okay, please do.
I want to apologize to your. What's her first name?
Mary.
Mary. I want to apologize.
Like Mary, the mother of Mary.
I want to apologize to Mary, for insinuating or suggesting that there's a possibility that your uncles
and my dad
and your dad all hit on the Lennon sisters when they're on Lawrence Welk.
So. And the Lennon, it is Lennon.
It is Lennon. Okay. I thought it was Lemon.
I know you did.
It's Lennon.
It's
I actually
Lennon.
Looked it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, did you know that Sissy got fired?
No.
I did all kinds of research on Lawrence Welk last night.
Really?
Yeah. Sissy got fired. You know how much they made? Okay. $110 a week.
Right.
That's all. Like, it sounds like Lawrence Welk was kind of a, not a nice guy.
No, he looked shrewd.
Yeah. How's your dad get along with him? I heard your dad punched him.
No, he did.
Is that true?
That is not true.
That's what I heard.
That is not true, John.
Okay.
So
it was on TMZ.
We're talking this weekend, and as a matter of fact, one of our guests coming up
Lawrence
this week
got the Schmidt kicked out of him one time. Just saying.
The reason we're talking about my dad, he sang in a barbershop quartet. They were the international champions back in the 50s and sang on Lawrence Welk and Ed Sullivan. And this weekend, we're going to have the City of Two Rivers as a guest Friday, right? Thursday or Friday? I don't know.
Yeah.
They're coming on to talk about
Thursday,
the dedication of this new park.
Which is really cool. I'll tell you what.
It kind of is.
And I've said this before. I love Two Rivers. I love Two Rivers. It reminds me of a little town in the UP that's on the water type thing. And Amy, would you do me a favor? Did you get the door for Josh?
We got it open.
Oh, you got it open. Thank you. She's a stapler. We're high tech here.
I saw the stapler.
Where's the stapler? We got to prop the door open.
although I do want to say, I'm with you on Two Rivers. I mean, Green Bay is great. They're all great. But Two Rivers is dedicating a park. We're going to learn about more on Thursday or Friday.
And your family's honor.
It is. It's going to be awesome. And John was giving me a hard time yesterday about my dad being on Lawrence Welk and Ed Sullivan and hitting on the Lennon sisters. And I'm like, hey, look, these were good Catholic boys.
Right.
All married. And my mom listens to our show every day in Appleton. And that was, she likes you, John. I told you that. She thinks you're a nice boy. That's what she said.
She thinks I'm a nice boy. A lot of the old ladies. No, I didn't mean old ladies. Oh, but a lot of, oh man, that did not come out right. That didn't come out right.
Think so anymore.
A lot of ladies. No, okay, I'm just going to drop it.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
Josh Myers, sure, Packers women. Starting center.
WGBW.
In a minute.
The Talk of Green Bay.
Living
living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 59. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, highs level off around 72. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures near average Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call. On WGBW.
I think we need to get off the Bob Dylan thing. Johnny, we all love your hair. We'll get the picture online.
Yeah.
Thanks for the music, Carly.
A little Bob Dylan action coming your way. So we're talking about the humidity in my hair. Christy, give me your opinion of my hair when I was in college.
It's gorgeous. It looks like Ben. Is that Ben Stiller?
Oh, my God.
What do you think, Josh?
Don't, Josh. Stop.
Oh, that's
stop.
Strong.
Yeah.
That's real strong.
Excellent. Yep. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It looks like Ben Stiller.
I don't look like Ben Stiller. No, I don't.
That Brady kid.
That's here we go. Like. All right. Let's get off this.
Josh.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at WGBW 99.7. No, excuse me. 97.9.
I
got to
get
that right.
1590.
It would help if you got the frequency right.
But that's true. But we got we were talking yesterday, and I know we're going to get to our guest in a second. But today is a big day for our for the Mind on the Mayor show, in that we're on a tower now in Oshkosh. So that takes us.
That's right. We're live in Oshkosh
today. Yeah. And that's pretty cool.
Johnny and we're starting our third week, Josh. The over-under in Vegas was 2 weeks.
So we're good. So somebody's making money. Not us, but we're going to be, Josh, we're going to talk to you in a second, but the EAA is just a huge event. It's been going on for, 75 years? And that's in Oshkosh, and we're going to be doing our show live from down there. Not you have the shareholders meeting on the
25th, I think.
Yeah, and that's 24th, 25th. It'll be that week. But anyway, that's about us. We're here to talk to you. So why don't you just
That's all about us, Josh. It's all about Mino in the Mirror. Who's this guy? Ladies and gentlemen, starting center of your Green Bay Packers from the Ohio State University, Josh Myers.
Wow, that was quite the intro. I appreciate
you,
it.
Wait till you get 90,000 screaming fans after that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And by the way, Amy took care of you, didn't you? We get these tiny little cups of coffee.
Oh my gosh, yeah. This thing is amazing.
They fit your hands and they fit his hands.
Okay, that's fine. Of course, what did you say? It's like, I never know when you go to like a coffee shop. They use the Latin words.
They say like grande and venti and that. But we're just calling our big iced coffee the Josh.
The Josh. And it is, of course, the same as what Jim Schmitz ancestors, their name was, when they were living in South America, Macchiato. The caramel macchiato.
John, we have a guest in studio.
I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize. Macchiato. Macchiato in my nose.
No, it's going to be Josh. All right, aren't you excited about running out there and hearing those fans just go crazy? I mean, that environment
It's it's amazing. It's been an incredible last 2 years.
Right.
And, there's nowhere like Lambeau. Yeah, running
although
out
the
there
horseshoe's is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, the horseshoe's up there, too.
That's bigger than Lambeau, isn't it?
It seats more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been super fortunate in my career with the stadiums I've gotten to play.
Two of the most traditional.
Right.
Absolutely unreal.
Yeah. Okay, got to talk to you about something, Josh. You and I talked briefly yesterday about you're getting a boat.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I've got it in the water now, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the mayor talked about getting a boat. I'm no longer going to do that. At least I'm not going on open water. After a big thing I saw network news last night.
He got frazzled last night.
Have you seen this?
Oh, boy.
About the killer whales, the orcas attacking boats?
Yes.
And they're so, did you see that? They're attacking boats.
You're kidding me.
No. They'll have like a gang of killer whales attacking boats now. It's unbelievable.
And they're so prevalent in the Fox River. And,
yeah.
You know,
John, you should have been, you need to lean into that story a little bit more. I would agree that's happening, but I don't think Josh or your new boat has much to worry about.
You never know.
And neither do you.
You know, it could be like Loch Ness Monster out in the bay.
Did you ever see Jaws 4? Did you see Jaws 4?
Uh-uh.
Okay, it's the one where the killer whale followed the sheriff's wife to like Jamaica and attacked her, and they're saying that's what the orcas are doing because an orca was killed by a boat's propeller, and these orcas somehow got together, communicated, and said, "Let's attack boats." And that's
revenge.
Honestly happening. Revenge.
Who really?
Said
yeah.
That? Yeah.
Huh?
I never heard of that.
Geologist or not geologist? Oceanographer.
Were they drinking Tito's?
Might have had a few Tito's. They had some Tito's in their macchiato. Fine. Wow.
John studied.
This was a national news.
Right. John studied oceanologist. Is that,
yes,
that your new
oceanography.
Word?
Yeah. Up in the UP, we learned about stuff like that.
John, in-house guest.
All right. Josh Myers, Packers starting center, joining us here. How you doing, Josh? Good to see you.
Hey, dude.
What kind
good.
Of boat did
Great
you get?
To see you. I got a pontoon boat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you have it parked right here on the river deck?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah, I've got it somewhere else, but
he didn't want to tell you.
Hey, you got a pool? I got a pond. I got pond.
I'll tell you where it's parked after the show for sure.
It's in a pond. Right outside of Swamish, it's in a pond. Right by Sobiski. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how do you like living here? Isn't this a great place?
Man, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I was with my girlfriend the other day, and we went fishing out on the bay, and we caught 8 walleye.
Nice.
We had some people showing us the ropes because I've been a bass fisherman my whole life, so I didn't really know how to do it. But yeah, we brought them home, cleaned them, had her family over, and
have you tasted
them last night? Oh,
best
unreal.
Tasting fish ever.
Unreal. Yeah,
fresh walleye is the best tasting fish there is.
We're known for a lot of things, and we're just not known as much for the fish hatchery than what we have here in fishing. Right? It's one of the great things about living here is that.
Yeah.
You've got these great waters. The walleye is...
The bay is just incredible.
It is.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It's,
and the perch have been big this year.
And good eating fish,
phenomenal
too.
Eating.
Right? It's not like,
oh,
it's
yeah,
not
they
like
were,
you glow after you eat them. Right?
Yeah, they and were incredible.
Yeah.
They were incredible. And honestly, that was a big reason with why I bought the boat. Was
absolutely.
So I could get out there and fish it. I just, right. You know.
When do you want us to come with you?
Yeah, I know.
You don't start camp for another couple of weeks.
He says he's going to tell you after the show, but he's just trying to be a nice guy. He has no intentions of telling
no.
you.
No. Yeah, I got it back in Ohio.
Right. That's
just
right.
Outside of Dayton. Nice little spot there.
Yeah.
So, Josh, what else do you guys do?
Well,
here?
We got center quick break.
Oh, we do. All
then
right.
We got a long
oh, wow.
segment coming up.
Okay.
Mino and the mayor and Packers starting center Josh Myers live in studio. We'll be back right after this.
Good captain can fall asleep. I got bills to pay and children who need clothes. I know there's fish out there, but where God only knows. They say these waters aren't what they used to be. But I got people.
This summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Lithuania's president welcoming leaders to the NATO summit in his capital city. Among the topics they'll be discussing, Ukraine's membership in the alliance. Jake Sullivan is President Biden's national security advisor.
What's the pathway towards Ukraine's future membership? I think we can come to a good understanding about that here in Vilnius, among all of the allies and with Ukraine. That's really what these next 2 days are about.
Families of 9/11 victims will be at today's congressional hearing, at which officials for the PGA will talk about the merger with the Saudi Gulf Tour LIV. A lot of senators are prepared to ask why it is in U.S. interest to complete the merger. The flooding that hit New York's Hudson Valley has moved into New England, Vermont. Nearly a foot of rain has fallen in many parts of that state since Sunday. Northwestern University has fired longtime head football coach Pat Fitzgerald in the wake of an investigation into hazing allegations in the football program. This is ABC News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning downtown Green Bay at the City Deck Landing. Green Bay Packers starting center Josh Myers is our very special guest in the house. Josh, you were talking about you committed to Ohio State as a sophomore. How big were you when you started high school? Because right now you're about 6'5", 3'10"?
Yeah, I've been cutting a little bit. I'm a little lighter than that right now.
Okay.
But yeah, my freshman year of high school, I was about 6'3 or 4, 275.
You know what he weighed his freshman year in high school? Take a guess. Take a guess. John, take a guess.
John, we have an in-house guest.
Take a guess. Okay. Did you wrestle?
I never did wrestle, no. Yeah.
Take a guess what weight class he was as a wrestler.
Oh, my God, John.
Relax.
165.
That's no. Josh.
As a freshman?
Yeah.
Tell him.
103.
Oh. Your leg.
One of your legs. All right.
Your leg.
One of your legs, Josh. One of your legs.
Okay. He was a technician, though.
Yeah.
He was a technician.
Yeah. He was wily. So, Josh, I got to ask you about Ohio State. Obviously, Wisconsin does not like Ohio State.
Yeah.
For good reason.
That's fair.
Yeah. What was it like when you'd come to Camp Randall and play here?
I actually never did come to Camp Randall. No. My true freshman year I redshirted.
Right.
And then we played Wisconsin at Ohio State my junior year, and then in the Big Ten Championship that year as well.
Remember that?
And then my senior year was the COVID year.
Oh,
so
wow.
I never got the chance to.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Are you ever gonna dot the I?
I doubt it.
Do you know what dotting the I is? It's a big traditional thing because the band spells out Ohio State, and it's a real traditional thing. It's a really prestigious honor to be the person to come out to dot the I.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's Script Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah, is what they call
it. No, that's cool. That's a nice tradition.
If the Packers did something like that, they'd probably have you do it.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
He was mayor here for 16 years. You believe that?
It's awesome.
Well, yeah, most days.
Every time on this show when he says, when I was mayor, people do a shot.
But hey, there you go.
Then we had too many DUIs.
Yeah,
in the morning,
hammered so by the end of it. Yeah, exactly.
So we throttled back on that. We're not doing that. Josh, with Johnny's connections with all these sports figures, we've had some coaches on over the last few weeks. And I was in a sport and didn't last real long. John, you want to remind everybody that I got kicked off for smoking.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
he was a hood. He was like a little greaser. He really was. He's like, remember in Happy Days when Fonzie had his nephew come in, the little guy with the leather jacket and the slick back hair? That was him.
Okay. But
hey, Josh, what's Happy Days?
Right?
What is that?
But the coaches we've had, our coach was really more of X's and O's. It was just, a takedown and reversals and just really taught us moves. Coaches today just seem a lot more of these mentors and these father figures. And are you seeing that? I mean, I was so impressed with the people we've had on, right, Johnny?
Absolutely.
These guys who came on and these wheelchair basketball coaches, these other coaches that John has had on. And what mentors, even the UWGB guy. I mean, I was so impressed with him.
Sonny.
Never met him, but he was on the radio. Yeah. But we got season tickets, so we'll be seeing him a lot this year. But tell me about the coaches that you've run through. Do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, like anything else, there are some that are more than others and more coaches who lean into that mentorship and, father figure type of thing. The coaches in Green Bay are absolutely amazing. Coach LaFleur, my offensive line coach, Luke Buckus, all our strength, everybody is awesome, absolutely awesome. I love them. And same with Ryan Day at Ohio State. He did an absolutely amazing job. Can't say enough good things about both of those guys and their staffs.
I heard you got a strength coach that's crazy. Is that true?
In Green Bay?
No, in Ohio State.
Oh, Coach Mick?
Yeah,
man. I love my guy, Coach Mick. Yeah, he is crazy, but he's the best kind of crazy. He wouldn't lie to you, tell you the truth no matter what it was, wouldn't sugarcoat it, but would lean super far into that mentor. And when you needed someone or you needed something, he was someone you could go to.
But I remember watching, we were talking earlier about Tate Martell.
Yeah.
I used to watch his TV show. It was a great show on ESPN or whatever, where they followed the careers of these high school quarterbacks. And some of them are huge names. Justin Fields, of course, was a starting quarterback for the Bears now that came to Ohio State. And Jake Fromm, who was an All-American at Georgia and played for the New York Giants. And then this other guy who was considered the most successful quarterback in the history of high school football from Las Vegas. Wow. And he went to Ohio State to start off. But anyway, I remember he was the coach went out to talk to him in, at his hometown. And he was, you know, said, but how you doing in the weight room? Eh, well, so listen, I just want to warn you. When you come to Ohio State, do not screw off in that weight room. Our guy will... But you don't want to experience what he'll do if you mess around once you walk into that weight room. Is that true?
It couldn't be more true. Yeah. There was not a second wasted in that weight room. Not yeah. one second.
Yeah. That's yeah. what he said. So I know. So I'm going to avoid this intentionally to bring up Aaron Rodgers in any way, shape, or form, except for one question.
Okay.
Just not as a player, just as a guy, just as a locker room guy and somebody that you obviously hate. Are close to, or were close to,
yeah.
Aaron Rodgers in a nutshell.
He's a tough person to sum up in a nutshell for sure. But I'll tell you what, he was a great friend to me in the locker room, and he treated me extremely well, and taught me a whole bunch. And I respect the heck out of him, and I wish him best of luck in New York. That's for sure.
I'll tell you what, though, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think Jordan Love. I think they've got a hidden gem there.
I also couldn't agree more with you on that, too. I'm super excited to see what Jordan can do, and I think it's going to be a great year.
Yep.
And as a fan, someone who's been at most of your games for the last 16 years, I people who said, well, with Rodgers gone, it's going to affect the fan enthusiasm and fan attendance, that is not true
not at all.
I mean, people, they're energized. I mean, there's a lot of tradition, as you know, here, but I just think people have very high hopes, you know, for Jordan Love, don't you? I mean, I think the community is really going to get
behind
this guy.
But I think he's a lot more physically skilled than anybody has ever. This kid has the physical tools to be great.
He does. And I mean, we have a super young, like super energized team right now. And I think we're going to be exciting to watch. I think the fans are going to get really excited. Going to be a great year. And, yeah, he physically is – he's very gifted. Very gifted. It's going to be
– Who are your quarterbacks at Ohio? You guys – everybody played in the pros pretty much that you had, right?
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Do you want me to go
Stroud,
through all of them?
Haskins.
Yeah.
Right?
So Fields. I had JT Barrett.
That's right.
Freshman year. And then Dwayne Haskins and Joe Burrow before
Joe Burrow
to LSU.
The best quarterback, maybe, or one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL.
That's pretty cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And then Justin Fields was the starting quarterback for me my junior and senior year when I started. And then, C.J. Stroud was
incredible
there as well.
I thought Barrett was going to be a great pro. He really didn't turn out, huh?
No.
I mean, he got off to such a great start at Ohio State.
Yeah, he had an incredible year. He was an amazing leader. I mean, he was a captain, I think, 4 years.
Wow.
Which is really tough to do, especially at a school like Ohio State. So I was, surprised that it didn't go further for him.
That's awesome. Let's talk about Green Bay a little bit more on that. We're glad you're here, and you are I think Green Bay, and I don't know a lot about the players, but as when I was mayor, did I tell you that, John?
Have a shot. Salute.
We would a lot of times meet the players and just especially the rookies, and a lot of them got cut, but we'd have these little parties, you know, and meet the mayor and. Yeah. Just great young men.
I bet they called their moms afterwards. Mom, you're not going to believe who I just met. Aaron Rodgers? No. Brett Favre? No. Who, honey? The mayor of Green Bay.
Yeah.
He was a 103-pound wrestler in high school.
I don't know if that's exactly what they said, but I sure welcome them. Tell me a little bit more about, you know, coming to our community and what you like. You go fishing, right? And leaning anything else or engaged in any other things?
Well, you mentioned
here.
Jesse, you're kind of a small town, even though, I mean, Dayton's not a small town, but
well,
not a big LA, right. Chicago, New York kind of guy.
No, that's not really my speed or what I enjoy as a person. So I'm more of a small town person. I like fishing and playing golf, which I do a bunch of here. And
what's your favorite course?
I play Thornberry the most, for sure.
Can't beat it.
Yeah, I haven't been a ton of places yet.
I'm on the board at the NEW Community Shelter. Our golf outing is next Monday. I'll talk to you after the show. We'd love to have you golf with us.
I apologize, Josh.
Hey, no, I'll take a round of golf.
John, Go ahead. How about the facilities we have here? I mean, I know you've been here for a few years, but isn't that something what the kind of the community and obviously the Packer organization to deliver? You know, you got a great, your own movie theater, right?
Yeah, it's it's incredible. The for one, I know everyone says that we have the best food in the NFL, and they always say that our cafeteria is the best restaurant in Green Bay.
Yeah. That's kind of true, isn't it?
Oh, it's unreal. Okay, yeah. Our nutritionist Adam Corzine absolutely kills it. Yeah. I mean, it is just so good.
Just to give you a little, and I'm an old guy, but when I used to cover the Packers on a daily basis in the 80s, you know what they would do? Somebody would make a food run and then go to like Hardee's or whatever. Yeah, that's what then everybody's really? Eating yeah. fast food in the locker room. No more, huh?
Yeah, oh no. God. Times yeah. have changed a little bit for sure.
And there were, this is no lie, there were ashtrays built into the lockers.
You're kidding.
No, ashtrays.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had no
I
idea.
Know, different I era. Don't know what was worse, Hardee's or the ashtrays.
Although I always liked Hardee's. I ate a lot of Hardee's. Hey, you never know it, right?
John was all over Whopper Wednesday.
Yes, I was. But this is a cool place to be, though, isn't it, though? Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, my gosh. The history and the tradition. I mean, when you get around Lambeau and that, you know, just any of that area around Tidal Town, I mean, you can just feel the history and the tradition of football. I mean, I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
It really is awesome. I mean, you know, I think some people – you can never take something like that for granted. We talk about history in the community here, and we're so blessed to have that. Now, market our size, you know, to, and, you know, I'm sure you've read some books on that. We're going to have an author on here who wrote a lot with Chris Crystal, who wrote a lot about the Packers. And they've gone through some tough times, and now we're, you know, people, what they would give to have what Green Bay has, you know, a city of 107,000 people to have an NFL yeah. franchise.
So, yeah, 100%. I mean,
It's very exciting.
Well, it is. I mean, I love college football. I love college football more than pro football, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. as far as going to games and things like that.
Sure.
And this, and I've been to, like, you know, almost every NFL stadium, and it's just got some of those other places just have a more of an edge to them or something on game days, okay? But here reminds me so much of college
right.
atmospheres. Yeah. Don't you agree?
Oh, I 100% agree. I 100% agree. I love one of my favorite parts of game day is driving into the stadium. And when I get to a certain point in my drive, I always turn on the Boys of Fall and listen to it and ride in. And it is. It's absolutely a college atmosphere. I love it so much.
Great song.
And I think the fans are more college type fans. You know, sometimes you go to those games and people are talking and drinking and kind of socializing, whereas I think people who go to games here understand the game of football.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly sounds like it when we're playing in that stadium. They're paying attention. You can tell. That's no doubt about that.
What was it like when you first came to Green Bay? Were you surprised at how small it was? Because I remember one time I was talking to a player, this was years ago, and he said, you know, the pilot said, okay, you know, fasten seatbelts, prepare for landing. And he's looking around and says, there's no lights. Where are we landing?
He thought they were crashing.
Exactly. Yeah. What did you think the first time you stepped down here?
Yeah, man, it was cool. Well, actually, the first time I came here, oddly enough, was like 2 months before I got drafted.
Okay.
So I had no idea.
Interviews and things like that?
Not even. It was the COVID year, so we were doing the interviews online.
Oh, wow.
And I had turf toe, and I was coming up here. There's a really good foot surgeon up here that did surgery on my turf toe, and it was right next to Lambeau.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, it's unreal, yeah. But, yeah, it's smaller than I thought it was, but it's gotten bigger, I feel like, as I've lived here for sure.
I need to talk to that guy about my gout.
Yes, you do, Johnny. All right.
Can I get that? My toe? I get gout in my toe like you can't believe. I got pictures.
Yeah, you got to talk to him.
Yeah.
No surprise that Green Bay was named the number one city in the U.S.? Did you?
Yeah, I saw number one place.
We got to go to break.
We'll talk about
Boys
that a little bit
more. Boys of Fall, take us out. Josh Myers, Packers.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Your updated forecast, mainly sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows level off around 59. Chance for scattered rain showers, tomorrow highs level off around 72. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures near average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning.
Well, that music gets you going.
I know, right?
Green Bay
Packers starting center, Josh Myers, our special guest here in studio.
I am. Listen to that music, looking at you. I mean, I just, you know.
You hate to have summer go by fast.
Right.
But man, football season's fun. Yeah. It's just fun.
It is. And we're just high expectations, which, you know, is a blessing and a curse, right? But you know, you feel good about your new quarterback. You feel good about the management of the team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I feel great. Well, and high expectations is where we want to be.
Right.
We're all used to it. Love it.
You know who I think is one of the greatest players in the National Football League that doesn't get the national acclaim is Aaron Jones. If you lined up every player against the wall, that would be one of the first players I would take. And he just doesn't get the national rep for what he does. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. I would. I mean, he is... Man, you give him a couple yard head start, and you better grab onto him when you tackle him, or he's gone.
And at what, 5'9", 190 maybe?
Yeah, I don't even know. It's probably something like that. Yeah. But man, he runs the rock hard.
Yeah.
The community, you're engaged? Not engaged? Are you engaged?
I'm not.
Okay, I was going to say engaged, and I'm looking at you.
We kind of personal here.
Well, he talked about the community.
I got a niece. Let me tell you, I got a niece. You love her.
Where's that boat?
Yeah. She's got a boat. She wants to come on your boat.
I want to talk about other things you like doing here in the community. You're into fishing. Do you vents? Or tell us.
Do you stay year-round, Josh?
Honestly, it's gotten to be more and more been here. Yeah, I think every off season I've spent more time here. The community is amazing. I love, like I said, I fish and golf, and I love the restaurants. I love the downtown area. The people down here are amazing. The coffee shop that just moved in.
Yeah,
I love Hagemeister and Yeah, I just everything about this
place. Awesome.
I'm a huge fan of.
That's cool.
Yeah, you're living downtown. You live on the city deck, you know, that's great. You're engaged in that because we love you're playing football. But even after that, we'd love to retain you. You know, I mean, you're a talented guy. You're a smart guy. And
I
hope you have a long career with, you know.
Yeah, man, I hope I'm here for a very long time, no doubt about it.
Do you ever worry, though, playing center, that your fingers will turn out like Larry McCarron's?
Man, I hope not quite as bad as Larry's. I love my dog Larry. His fingers are tore up pretty good.
Aren't they something else?
Yeah, they are.
And people, I've been in so many, I can say so many bars with Larry over the years. Yes. And somebody comes, Larry, how come you never got that fixed? The only thing they could do was cut it off.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Larry, what do you think the packs are? Very fine. Hey, Larry, can I buy you a beer? Yeah, sure. Sure.
You know Larry. Down. Yes, that is him.
Oh, man.
We had a thing. Okay. I hope this isn't like whatever, but one time Larry and I were at a golf, actually it was an NFL alumni golf tournament in St. Louis, and we flew down Larry's plane, you know, he's a private pilot and everything.
Yeah.
And the hotel screwed up because they only had one bed, okay? And this is Larry. We come back that night, and I was like, you know, Larry, you can have the bed. I'll sleep on the end of the bed, you know, and just kind of, you know, whatever. I mean, two sure. guys, you know, whatever. Yeah. And he goes, I've been thinking about this. I'm like, what? He goes, I don't want you sleeping on the bed. I go, oh, why not?
He goes, the floor for you?
He goes, what if there was a fire and they found us together? Honest to God. Oh, I'm like, God. Okay. So I slept in a chair with towels as blankets. That's Larry McCarron. All the time, he wouldn't let John Mino sleep at the end of his bed in case there's a fire.
Which happens like pretty much every
night. Absolutely, right?
Wow. Yeah. I think there's more to it, John.
No, maybe on his side. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Jim doesn't want me sleeping here sometimes because he said it smells like a locker room after a while.
Did you see our VIP room, Josh? It's unbelievable for our guests. I know you walked right in here because you live here, but some people get here a little bit early, and they really gave us a nice, what is John called, the pros call it, a green room, right? And it's got a sofa, you know, the TV, refrigerator, stocked refrigerator with too much alcohol. I told the guy, look, we're on at 6 in the morning. And he goes, well, Mino is your co-host. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Oh, wow. Wow. Way to give Josh a great impression of me, Jim. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, I think that's long been done. I'm not going to. Right. So John was going to stay here a few nights, because especially if the weather would get bad. And I'm like, don't want this to smell like a locker room. But
he found out that alcohol was back there. And so I'm going to sleep here a couple nights. I'm going to just.
Hey, Josh, I want to touch on one thing. I just see the wristband you're wearing. Talk about that a little bit, if you don't mind. I'm not being to get personal, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. My wristband is just, it says Faith, and there's the crown of thorns on either side of it. I put this on. I had a different one. I put it on when I was a sophomore in high school, and I haven't taken it off since. I grew up my whole life a Christian, and still am. I wear it all the time. I have it on under my tape. I never take it off, and I love it.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, Josh. I think, you know, we talked a little bit about coaching earlier, but you and I, you probably know this, but a lot of kids look up to you, a lot of kids. And, you know, we've got, you know, 20,000 kids in K-12 just here in the city of Green Bay, and the kids all over look up to you. And I think that's nice when you guys share some of your personal things, you know, your relationship with your parents, your relationship with, you know, with God, higher power. Yeah. I think that's cool that you do that. I mean, Reggie White was just really, he's so
the minister.
And he was great in this community as a mentor. I mean, great football player, obviously, but I knew him from a different angle, right? Mm-hmm. John knows the sports side. I kind of get to know people from the other side. And it just to get someone like you who really brings both those qualities to our community is really good.
Makes it
everyone.
A better place.
It does. Well, absolutely.
I really appreciate you guys saying that. Thank you very much.
When do we get to come on your boat? Hopefully soon.
We'll work something out.
Field passes, whatever, you know, we don't ask for much.
Whatever we can get.
Hey, Josh. Hey, just leave us your phone number when you leave.
We'll text. No, we're glad you're here, and we'd sure like to have you back. I know you get very, very busy coming up, right? I mean, what's the story?
Do you still get nervous this time of year? You know, that apprehension of, boy.
Yeah, it gets to the point where I'm almost like, let's just start. Yeah, you know what I mean? There's enough waiting around. I don't know about nervous. More like a excited, anxious to just get going.
Isn't there, you know what's funny? In that song we played a little bit, in the song that you love, The Boys of Fall.
Yeah.
Isn't there something about that smell of fresh cut grass that absolutely brings you back to those days?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and another thing, too, that I love, one of my favorites is the sound of the cleats when you're walking across.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so old, we had metal cleats.
Yeah.
And you'd walk across the thing. That was incredible.
What a sound.
Is that awesome to walk across the bricks of the old stadium where some of the great people in history, that is an awesome place to walk through the tunnel and step on that.
It's one of my absolute favorite things about Lambeau and the tradition with it. I mean, I look at it and I look at the sign every time.
Yeah, I do high school football. Me and Ted Stefaniak for Channel 32 TV here Friday nights. We'd love to have you up in the booth sometime. Mark Tauscher used to do it with us.
Yeah, we'll have to stay in touch.
Yeah, right.
Like I said, just give me your number. Give me all your contact info. Okay, Josh, where do you live? Let us know. Where's your boat?
You're the best. Thanks for coming on.
Josh, and you're awesome. Thank you so very much.
We want to
Josh
have you
Myers,
back.
Green Bay Packers starting center. What a great young, like you were saying, you know.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.